This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. In the Olympic Games, the Nordic combined event pairs two challenging sports, ski jumping and cross-country skiing. The sport has Norwegian roots dating back to the late 1800s. One of the members of Team USA in Nordic combined is 19-year-old Ben Loomis. He was born and raised in Eau Claire, where his family strapped him in his first pair of skis when he was about 2 years old. I recently talked with the first-time Olympian just before the start of the Winter Games in Pyeongchang. Loomis breaks down the ski jumping portion.
Yeah, so at a typical Olympic-sized ski jump, there's actually two different sizes, and usually it's a 90-meter hill and a 120-meter hill. And what that means is that's roughly how far you can fly. So, for example, on the 120-meter hill, 120 meters would be a good jump, and the best jumpers will go even further than that. So on a hill like that, the best ski jumpers are flying over a football field in length.
Wow. What's your farthest length?
136 meters, which is over 500 feet.
Holy cow. That's amazing. So when you're up there, when you're ski jumping, like, what is that like? What's going through your head?
Well, we've done it so many times that it just becomes second nature, I could say. And we're able to just really focus on usually one or two things that we're trying to work on in our ski jumping and just put everything else out of our mind and just have a clear mind and clear head and kind of let the muscle memory take over.
I would love to be at a point in my life when flying felt like second nature.
Yeah, it's a very unique experience. And once you learn how to do it, there's nothing like it.
So focusing on the cross-country portion of this sport, when you all are out there, it's a 10K course, right? That's about a little over 6 miles.
Yep.
And you are all going incredibly fast, right?
Yeah, 10K is a unique distance because it's not quite a sprint event, but it's still really fast and really hard the whole time through. And our courses are typically 4 laps, so each lap generally gets faster and faster and a little bit harder. Yeah, that makes it really exciting, really challenging.
And it's incredible to me that you can be talented in both events. Like, you have to be light and have this extreme lower body strength for ski jumping, but then this incredible endurance for cross-country skiing. Is it like a delicate balance for you as an athlete?
Absolutely. That's what makes Nordic combined so interesting, is it's balancing the two different sports. The more you train for one sport, the worse you get at the other one. So it's a really fine line of balancing them and being able to train both of them really hard and training both sides smartly too.
So how do you find that delicate balance?
Well, it takes years and years of training. I would say there's definitely guys on the World Cup that are really strong jumpers and not so good at skiing and vice versa. So it takes a lot of time, a lot of training to figure out exactly what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are that you need to work on.
So now you're heading to the Olympics. Congratulations. That must feel amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited.
How exactly are you preparing?
So I'm mostly trying to just, you know, kind of focus and treat it like any other competition, not overthink things and not really try any harder than I would in other competitions, because that's when you make mistakes, is when you try too hard and you try and change your routine and make changes to your sport.